It is September, and I do, like many of you, a lot of canning, and like many of you, have a lot of fruit flies in the house, buzzing around your eyes and your face, and they're very bothersome. But have you ever considered life from their point of view? I warn you, what I am about to say may be shocking. Mother fruit fly was sitting on the edge of the frothy kitchen curtain with her children around her, Timmy, Charlotte, Maddie, Moody, and Jennifer. They were listening to her discourse on fruit fly behavior and asking her questions. Mommy, where do fruit flies come from? Well, we don't know. But when there's fruit, we appear. Isn't that magical? Now, look over on the counter. There are 7 large glass canisters. They will be filled with fruit, and then a hot, sweet liquid will be poured into each. That's what we're waiting for. Is it good, Mom? It is good. Now, you must taste it daintily, because you don't want to burn your tongue. Just sip it like a straw. And they all tried it. Very good. Now, please stay around the outside of the rim. Don't go inside. The steam may suck you down and you may drown. That's what happened to Uncle Oscar. I saw them fish him out with a spoon and toss him in the sink.
Did he look like this? Asked Timmy.
Yes, he did, Timmy, but that's impolite. Now, the main thing that you need to know is the Wayne Gretzky move. Wayne Gretzky, who's that? Wayne Gretzky! Oh, why do you children not realize that you can read? You were born with multifaceted, magnificent red eyes, and you can read the very moment you are born. Why, that is why I have so much knowledge of the world myself. Now, under each of those canisters is a square of newsprint. There are words on it. All of you, go find some words to read. Come back and tell me. Go. And so they lifted off and they flew over, hovering like little drones. They each read and came back to recite. Maddie started. Clearwater, Florida. An alligator was found in the Sitaway swimming pool. Local management fished it out. Well, aren't we grateful for local management? Thank you, Maddie. All right, Charlotte. Hobble Creek, Utah. A black bear was found above the porch in a tree at the Jackson's house. All the Jackson family came out to see it. And when Mommy Jackson saw it was a bear, she was so surprised she went back inside by herself and locked the door. Oh, well, that is most unfortunate for the rest of the family. All right, Moody. London, England. Simon Cowell was almost seen smiling at a... The rest was under the jar. What's that mean, Mom? I suppose we'll never know. Now, back to Wayne Gretzky. He was one of the most famous hockey players of all time. He said, I go not where the puck is. I go where the puck is going to be. And that, children, is how we stay alive. You see those great big galoots that fill the jars? They're not very smart. They will see us coming and they'll swish us this way and swipe us that way, but it's always from the side. It just tosses us in the air like an air roller coaster. It's not until they come above you that there's danger. Smart, Timmy got it. Mom, it's physics. It's airflow. They hit and it creates a little pocket of air and that lifts us up and out of the way. So when they hit here, we're there. Well said, Timmy. The Wayne Gretzky move in words. Yes, I see it. They hit here, but that moves us through the air. Oh, it's just a toss and twirl, a swish and swirl. And the children picked up the catchy little phrase. Toss and twirl, swish and swirl. And they lifted off and they held hands and they started circling around. And then they were doing tilts and turns. And Timmy was doing a somersault. And Charlotte and Maddie were holding hands and circling around together. Moody was doing a handstand on 2 of his 3 pairs of legs. And little Jennifer held out her wings like a springtime fairy dress as she twirled around. Oh, children, it's time. Are you ready? All right, go. Have fun. Be careful. And they all flew off like little drones hovering, each to its own canister. And then they came back again. Well, children, how was it?
Oh, it was good, Mom.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Charlotte and Maddie said. Two of those big flesh-colored clubs, they came at us, but it was just toss and twirl. Swish and swirl, it was fun. Oh, I'm so glad. Would you like to hear a story about Aunt Angelique's toss and twirl? Oh, she was very daring. She took a chance. You see that rectangle cut out in the far corner there, in the wall? That is a door that leads to another world. She went in there. Oh, it sounds scary, Mom. What did she find? Well, she said that it was a quieter world than this. It was not like this. There was no steam, no canning, no fruit. She said there was a couch and some chairs and a vase full of flowers. But over against the bay window, there was a large black monster sitting on four wooden legs. It was a wooden monster. And its head, triangular, shiny black, was opened up, and the head was resting on a long black stick. You could see inside its brains. They were crisscrossed this way and this way. She said she thought it was its memory system. And in front were 88 white, cut-apart teeth, and they were capped in black in patterns of two and three and two and three, and one of those big creatures was sitting on a bench with those big flesh-colored clubs, each with five protuberances, and they were tapping the teeth. Oh, Mom, why did she stay? Well, she said there was music that was coming out of the head of that creature, and it was very beautiful, so she just hovered back and forth across those teeth, just drawn by the vibrations. She said every now and then she came close to the eyes of that big creature, but it just shoved her to one way and moved her to the other, and it never harmed her. She was able to come back and tell us the tale, but I would prefer you not to go in there. All right, Mommy, they said. And then they just lifted off again slightly, and they were singing toss and twirl, swish and swirl. They'd made a song out of it. Toss and twirl, swish and swirl. And Timmy did somersaults, and Charlotte and Maddie were holding hands and swirling around. And Moody was doing a handstand on two of his three pairs of legs. And little Jennifer held out her wings like a springtime fairy dress as she twirled around. And they were having so much fun that none of them noticed from off to the side a rectangular shadow that climbed until it was above them. And then with a tremendous blow, it fell down, and it was a toss and twirl and a swish and swirl like they had never experienced. But then they shook their heads and blew out a breath. The children dusted themselves off, sat down again in their circle, and that's when Mother looked around. Everything seemed brighter than before. The kitchen curtain looked whiter. Were her children translucent? Could she sort of see through them? Not to worry. They were all there in their family circle, and so she began again. Now, children, as I was saying, well, you see, I told you that it may be shocking what I would tell you about fruit flies. And perhaps the most shocking thing of all is that surely they, like us, live after this life. The moral of that is, if you have to send a fruit fly on prematurely, I wouldn't worry.